Attention all you millionaires, now listen to my voice. If you have made expensive plans, think hard about your choice. If wise men tell you that your field of dreams is really dumb, consider if you build it what embarrassment may come. Never forget you might not be a genius. No matter how much money's yours alone, never forget some things won't fly but make people cry or snort or die and earn you ruthless, heartless press and papers you don't own. His name was Howard Hughes. He had just tons and tons of cash. In World War II, his companies helped the Allies' victory dash. But then he tried to sell them a pet project that fell flat. The high command had never seen a goose cooked up like that. Never construct a giant wooden airplane. It will end up a museum or a tomb. Never doubt that it won't fly by half. You'll lose your staff and folks will laugh and leave you friendless, witless, crazed, a recluse in your room. Today there's Richard Branson, Stephen Fawcett, other sots, who all have too much dough and think they can be aeronauts. They'll pit their bags of Mylar against fighter jets alarmed. With luck, they'll miss you and your cows when crashing on your farm. Never attempt a world record balloon flight. These things rarely end successfully. Never doubt that half your gear will go, your speed will slow, the wind will blow, and leave you breathless, helpless, green, and ditching in the sea. How about McLean, Travolta, and like-minded actor types who make their pile and find it doesn't live up to the hype? Then they go join a mystic cult, the weirdest one around, and start to fill the screens with films that flog the faith they found. Never produce religious message movies. If you do, don't cast yourself in the lead role. Never doubt it will be vile and rank. Land with a clank, the gross will tank and leave your backer smack with Jack and deep in a big hole. And then there are Perot and Forbes and others of that band who think they have the moxie to be leader of the land. They'll get themselves on ballots and on TV all the time, and anyone who bets on them won't see a single dime. Never decide to buy the presidency. It's not a good short-term investment play. Never forget you have no roots. The flax in suits will toot their cahoots and leave you profitless with out office on election day. Now here comes Dennis Tito, who spent megabucks and years, all just to spend a couple days beyond the atmosphere. I frankly think we need a lot more guys like him and such, who when we pitch space projects will respond, I'll pay, how much? Feel free to blow your money on loony moonshots. Feel free to spread your billions all around. If enough of you put up space hotels and warp nacelles and kill yourselves, then folks might vote for funds for space to keep you on the ground. Yes, folks might vote for funds for space just to keep you on the ground.